Safe Harbor Financial Services LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement. It's time now for Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, with your host, insurance professional, Gary Garner.
Hello, everyone.
I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. And Gary, you're flying solo today.
Yeah, I am. Everybody else in the office had some commitments, so, they just told me to say smart things and be good, and so we're going to try and do the best we can. I'm sure we're going to be just fine.
You are. You're a good talker. What do you want to talk about today?
Well, you know, people come into our office all the time, and the one thing they ask us is, how can I keep from running out of money? You know, that is above every other concern in retirement. I know people worry about health care, they worry about inflation, they worry about taxes, but the very first thing that people want to know is, how can I protect my money? Because our money is what we have saved for 20, 30, 40 years. You know, ever since you've started planning for retirement. Some people are lucky and they can plan early. They can start saving early. It's harder for young families to save early because they got expenses for kids. They got expenses for other things, buying homes. But when you get near retirement, when you start thinking about when I'm going to pull that plug, mm-hmm. You know, one day, every one of us are going to retire.
And we want to know, do we have enough money to retire?
Right. Can I afford it?
Yes.
And then, how can I not lose money? That's. I sat down with a very nice lady the other day, and her first question was, Sonny, and even though I'm probably as old as her, she said, Sonny, now how are you going to protect my money? And I said, well, ma'am, the first thing I'm going to tell you is I'm going to place you in places where if the stock market goes crazy, you're not going to lose your money.
Oh, okay.
And that's important because losing, and we've said this many times on the show, people like Warren Buffett will tell you losses hurt you more than gains help. If you have, this is an extreme example, but if you have a 50% loss on an investment, let's say you have $1,000, you lose 50%, but then it comes back up 50% a couple weeks later. Well, that $1,000, when you lose 50%, goes down to $500. But when it comes back up 50%, you're starting with $500. So you get a 50% increase after a 50% loss. You're only back up to about $750. Now, we don't ever want to see a 50% loss in the stock market. We did see a pretty good drop about a year ago, year and a half ago when COVID started, because anything that affects our markets, anything that affects our economy is going to throw a wrench in the stock market for a certain period of time. Stocks react, traders react. You know, they're trying to protect their money, so they get in and out of the market. So when you have things, you know, it could be a missile launch somewhere in Korea, and all of a sudden we're worried about things going on in the world, so the market takes a 10% correction, maybe a 20%. Well, that's okay if you have time to make that up. But if you're retiring that day, or if you're retiring that year, think back to 2008, where we did have a really big correction, 37% in 1 year. And it took about
Decline. Yes.
It took about 4 years to get back to where we were. But that's just back to where we were. You know, when you retire, you want to know that where you are, you can maintain for the rest of your life. Everybody everybody comes in, they ask about how can I protect my money and how can I make my money last so that I don't run out of money before I run out of life. Nobody wants to be broke. It's scary. I've been broke years ago. Mm-hmm. When I started out, when I had one of my first jobs, I probably spent too much money, didn't save enough, and didn't budget. Ooh, I hate that word. but I was struggling. And people are struggling at all different phases in their lives because you never know exactly what's going to happen. A healthcare emergency can just throw you into a whole range of things that you weren't expecting. And we see this with people whose parents are still living, and they come in and say, wow, I never expected to have to start taking care of mom or dad.
Mm-hmm.
And you start looking at healthcare expenses, possibly looking at someone living in an assisted living facility, which can be $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 a month. And that starts to drain money that you've put away for your retirement.
So there's a lot of questions. And like you said, the number one, will I run out of money? How can you protect my money? If you have those questions, we encourage you to pick up the phone and call Safe Harbor Financial Services as you offer a complimentary consultation,
strategy session.
A complimentary strategy session in order to see if you're where you think you are and where you should go in your retirement. Simply pick up the phone and call 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And if you're up late or if you're up early, go to our website. It doesn't have all the answers, but it has topics on there that you can take a look at to help you think of some questions when you sit down and talk with us, because that's the most important thing.
And that's AskJimBird.com.
B-Y-R-D, AskJimBird.com, and it's there 24/7.
So let's go back to the question in the beginning. How are you going to protect my money? You have avenues where we would participate in the market gain, but not the market loss.
Exactly.
That we
You've
all
been
worry
to this
about.
Show.
I've done this show for 10 years, longer than you have.
and you know, that's important because I'll give you another example. Lady came in the other day. She'd been in a certain type of strategy. It had not made her as much as she wanted it to make. And she asked me, how can you guarantee me that I'm not going to have a loss and I'm going to have a certain amount of earnings? And I said, well, it's easy. We look at your risk tolerance and we decide, okay, do you want to have virtually no risk of losing your money? Well, you know, when most people think of that, they think of putting it in a bank, putting it in a savings account, putting it in a money market account. Savings account probably a little bit more stable because in a savings account, you know, the money's not go down. It's not going to go down in value. But right now in a savings account, the interest rates are so low that you almost can't afford to put your money in a savings account unless you're just willing to take no return. So we looked for a strategy for this lady, and we found one where she's going to get a guaranteed 3% return annually, compounding annually for a certain number of years. Now, it's not a 15% return, it's not a 10% return, but her main focus was, I just don't want to lose this money, and I don't want it to just not do something.
Mm-hmm.
So we can take you, if you want to be in an absolute safe strategy, and all of our strategies are backed by the full faith and confidence and integrity of the companies we represent. It's no different than going to a bank and putting money in a savings account. You know, you depend on the bank to be running themselves well enough that if you ever call and ask for all your money out, they can give you all your money back. So, safety, if you're looking for just pure safety, you're going to take a little bit lower return, but we're going to take all the risk out of whether or not your money's going to be worth a certain amount one day versus a month from now or a year from now. We have other strategies, and I've heard other people talk about this, where we can take the part of the retirement money you have, put it in an account, and we'll guarantee that the money that you're going to use for income when you start taking income out will grow by 7% every single year for up to 10 years.
Wow.
I don't know of a stock market account that will guarantee you, first of all, that your principal is safe, that it's not going to go down in value unless you make withdrawals, which is normal. You know, if I put $100,000 in a savings account and I took $10,000 out, okay, I've got $90 left. So I can show you how you can put your money in a safe account, again, backed by the full integrity of the companies that we work with, and we don't work with companies that we have to worry about at night. And in some of these, I can get you a 7% return for up to 10 years, and then when you start turning the income on, that income is going to go for the rest of your life, and if you're married, it can go on for the rest of your spouse's life. You know, most of us think of our safe money or our dependable money as Social Security. And Social Security is great. It wasn't taxable until several years ago. So if you make a certain amount of money right now, your Social Security is taxed. But here's what most people don't think about with Social Security. Let's say you're married and both of you are drawing Social Security. At some point, one of you is going to outlive the other. That's just the way life is. And one of those Social Security checks is going to go away. With the strategy I'm talking about, if the spouse dies, the other spouse can assume the income and continue that for their lifetime. So it's money that you can count on for your lifetime and your spouse's lifetime, and you can count on it being the same every month or every quarter or annually, no matter how you take it out. So yeah, that's one of the things we help people look at. Some people say, I want to take some risk, and risk is okay when you're younger. You know, if I'm in my 30s and 40s, I've got time to make up for stock market adjustments or stock market, you know, corrections. If I'm in my 50s and 60s and 70s, I don't have time to make up that big, you know, the drop that could potentially happen while I'm taking money out. That's what's important. You know, because you're taking money out, then you have a correction, and you got to earn that back just to get back to where you were. Well, I don't like to have to tell clients, hey, I know we had a big loss in the market yesterday, but don't worry, we're going to make it up. I literally had 3 phone calls this last week when the market had a little bit of correction one day, and the question was, is my money safe? And I said, yes, your money's safe. Your money doesn't go down in value based on what the stock market does. Now, the indexes that we use in some of these strategies to earn interest, yeah, you may not earn as much interest when the market has a downturn, but you're not going to lose anything.
There are a lot of factors, a lot of considerations, and everyone's situation is different. That's why we ask our radio program listeners to call and take advantage of a complimentary strategy session with Hall of Fame financial advisor Jim Bird and his staff, including Gary Garner, here on the program today. Even if it's on the weekend, write this number down or pick up the phone and leave a message at 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll-free is 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And, you know, you don't have to come in to see us. We can do a Zoom meeting with you. I don't prefer Zoom meetings, but I've gotten to the point where, you know, due to COVID and people maybe not wanting to come out in some instances, yeah, I can turn on the camera on my computer and we can talk back and forth just like we're talking here, or just like we'd have a live session. The important thing is to budget some time to sit down and actually start your planning process. It's not my planning process. I've got my plan. I know what I have a relatively good idea of what I'm going to expect over the next 10, 15 years because I've saved money in different places. Well, I recommend the same thing to my clients. I don't tell anyone to put their money in one spot and say, well, this is the greatest place to put it. We don't have to worry about it. We sit down with clients, and generally when you come in, if you want to come in for a personal session, we ask you to budget about an hour and a half for the first session that we're going to spend with you, because we're going to sit down and we're really going to get to know your financial picture. How have you been saving? How much are you spending? What do you think your expenses are going to be in 3, 5, or 10 years? And we can't peg each of those numbers, but we can help you, and again, I use this word a minute ago, budget. We can let you use one of our budget worksheets so that you can estimate some of the costs that you're going to have in retirement. You know, one of the big costs that people just, they know it's there, but they hate to think about it, is cost for long-term care. You know, long-term care or general health expenses. We have clients come in all the time, and they say, I'm ready to retire. Well, you know, they may not be the same age as their spouse. So if they're ready to retire, they may be faced with looking for private health insurance mm-hmm. for their spouse who's been on their company insurance. Or one spouse may be eligible for Medicare, where the other spouse has got a couple of years before they can qualify. Sometimes, you know, both people come in, they're about the same age, so they can qualify for Medicare at the same time. But, you know, when you talk about Medicare does not cover long-term health care expenses. It just does not.
You have products that can provide long-term care. Is that correct?
We do. We have products that can help cover the cost of long-term care. Because when you think about long-term care is a very insidious subject. It starts out with a family member maybe helping you go buy groceries, maybe helping you prepare a few meals, maybe helping do some things around the house, do a little maintenance. Long-term care starts when you can't perform some of the activities of daily living. That's bathing, eating, dressing, toileting, maintaining continence, and maintaining mobility. These are things that we take for granted every day, but it's things that we have to be able to do. You got to be able to get up out of a chair to move around your house, unless you got a great remote. But you have to be able to do these things. Well, when you can't do some of those things, you need extra help. There, you can hire people to come in and help you with some of those daily activities. If your family's not close, we did this with my dad.
But it's very expensive, and you have products built in that can help people cover that at a lower cost. Am I correct in saying that?
Well, we help people. What we have in our strategies is, if you can't perform two of the six activities of daily living, if you've activated an income, you can have that income double for a period of up to 5 years. And that, it's not designed to pay all of the cost, but it's designed to help offset some of the cost. You know, we live in a great society. If you are absolutely go broke, Medicaid will take over. Medicaid will find you a place to live. They will feed you. They will take care of your health care expenses, partially through Medicare, partially through Medicaid. But you don't get to pick where you live. You don't get to pick where you stay. It's the healthcare choice of last resort. We don't want you to have to get to that point. We want you to be able to pick where you live when you retire. So if we can help grow your money in a safe manner, where you're not worried about what the stock market does every day, and we have people that come in and say, "I love the market, man. I watch it every day," and I think, that's what you worked 40 years for, to sit and watch a computer screen every day? I want to go out and do things. You know, I take time to go do things for myself.
Right. But sometimes folks like to play a little bit in the market.
Absolutely.
You just don't want all the eggs in one basket.
Right.
And if you're interested to learn more about the long-term care features that Safe Harbor Financial Services and Daphne can offer, once again, pick up the phone and call for your complimentary strategy session at 625-1226.
I'll do this for my wife, 625-1226.
That's actually catchier, 625-1226,
yeah.
Or toll-free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
Or go on to AskJimBird.com.
There you go. It's monitored. Vicki, if Vicki were here, she'd say she monitors it 24 hours a day. But definitely, you can go on our website. You can leave us a question there if you have an interest in a particular area of retirement planning. We have lots of guides that we'll provide for you free of charge. You can call for our retirement income planning checklist. It's a comprehensive list of things you should think about when you start to retire. Do you have a housing plan? You know, is your housing needs going to change when you retire?
Mm-hmm.
We had a couple come in the other day. They were living in a 6-bedroom house. All their kids had moved out, and they looked at us and said, "What are we doing? We got this big old house that we don't use anymore." They were actually considered, they were going to look at a retirement village type situation.
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately, they put enough money away. You know, assisted living right now will cost you somewhere between $5,000 and $8,000 per month.
Goodness gracious.
And that's, you know, depending on what level of amenities you want. If you need a full-service nursing facility, that's over $100,000 a year. And that's That's a cost that is not covered by Medicare. Medicare will cover short stays in rehabilitation facilities or things when you're recovering from a hospital stay. But Medicare and Medicaid do not cover long-term health care. So, and you know, when you think of, you know, costs for health care, those are things that I laugh with people when they come in. They say, how can I afford long-term health care? And I say, well, be healthy. You know, don't ignore the fact. And I know it sounds really corny, but take care of yourself. Do the right things while you're getting to 60 and 70 and 80. You know, we have marvelous medical procedures now that are keeping us alive longer and longer. Average age for a man today is a little over 84, and for a woman is 86. So we've got to plan to stretch our money out over a longer period of time. I guess the last thing I'll kind of touch on here, and it's not a touchy subject, but it's a subject that we all have to deal with. If you remember, one of our founding fathers, Benjamin Franklin, said quite famously, the only thing we can rely on is death and taxes. And I actually read this morning before I came to the show. President Biden is trying to figure out a way to tax our 401ks. And those have been things where we've all been encouraged to put our money in a tax-deferred account, let it grow tax-deferred, and not pay any taxes on it till we start pulling the money out. And there's nothing wrong with those. You can put too much money in a tax-deferred account, because once you put that money in a tax-deferred account, you've tied it up to your 59 and a half, unless you want to put it out early and suffer a 10% early withdrawal penalty. So we tell people, take into account what your tax rates and what kind of taxes you're going to pay when you get near retirement. I've said this several times on the show. My parents, when they retired, they expected their income to be lower. They expected their tax rates to be lower. So they didn't worry about taxes nearly as much as we're worried about them today. If you'll call, I just put together a new tax guide, which will show you by income category how much your taxes are going to go up in 2026. They are already set in stone. The law's in place.
Unless action is taken to change it.
Unless they change it.
But and we need to plan for that possibility.
You do, because right now, and right now, all that has to happen for these tax increases to go into effect is nothing. No party has to take responsibility for the fact that our tax rates are going to go up in 2026. They can just let it happen. And you know, our tax rates, if you listen to many economists, our tax rates are going to have to go up over the next 10 or 20 years, because we've got so many baby boomers who are coming into Social Security, who are coming into Medicare. And those are obligations the federal government has to pay. You listen to things like, oh, well, we're going to cut your Medicare. I don't want to be the politician that stands up and says, by the way, folks, we're going to cut your Medicare benefits 30% next year. You think we're going to vote for him when his next election time comes around? But we have to consider it. So as you're planning your retirement, we encourage people to, yes, put money in a tax-deferred account. But at some point, you're putting so much money in a tax-deferred account, why not put it in a tax-exempt strategy where when you take it out, your tax rate is going to be zero?
Once again, there are a lot of options and a lot of things to consider, so we encourage our radio program listeners to take advantage of the offer of a complimentary strategy session with the professionals at Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne. Simply pick up the phone, and if you're listening on the weekend, write this number down or leave a message at 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll-free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And, you know, I'll leave you with this thought. Please take an hour of your time. Take a small piece of one day to sit down and start thinking about where you want to be, depending on your age, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now. You know, planning is something that is hard to start, but once you start it, it's easy to look at at what you've done over a certain period of time. While I'm sitting here recording this show, my staff is calling some of our clients that are having anniversaries this month and saying, hey, come in. Let's talk about how we did this last year. Let's talk about where we want to be next year. Because if you don't plan, you can't make corrections. And I say this over and over again. I know you're an Auburn fan. I'm a Jags fan. Jim is an Alabama fan. None of those football teams win just by walking out on the field. They win by planning and preparing and practicing. Mm-hmm. And it's the same way in planning your retirement. You have to actually make a conscious decision to sit down just for an hour. Sit down with us for an hour. Let us open your eyes to where you could be or where you want to be. I don't know if I can get you there. It all depends on where you've put your money.
Right, right. And you mentioned something a moment ago about tax deferred, and it is tax season now. And it recalled when I first became a client, 14, maybe 15 years ago, mm-hmm. and tax time came around, and I called Jim. I said, I don't have any, I'm doing my taxes. I don't have any documents. You know, what do I, where's my tax documents? And he said, Lori, you don't have to pay any taxes on your accounts.
Right.
They're tax deferred. I was like, oh, wow, that was wonderful.
Somebody called and asked me that question the other day. How much mm-hmm. do I owe in taxes this year? Well, you don't owe anything till you start taking it out.
Right.
But you need to put money in places where you can control your tax rate as best you can when you start taking it out. Mm-hmm. Because we know our taxes are going up. So if our taxes are going to go up, it means you're going to keep less of your money. And the game is to keep as much of your money as you can, because you spent hard-earned hours every day earning that money. Now, we want to show you how to keep it and how to use it so that you can have the kind of retirement that you really want to enjoy. I heard one of our competitors call it the other day, we want you to be so happy that you think it's Saturday every day. And I thought that was pretty catchy. You know, I'm not going to tell you who he was, but...
when you're retired, every day is Saturday.
Hopefully so it should be.
If you're looking at the possibility of retirement, like we said in the beginning of the program, can I afford to retire?
Mm-hmm.
How can I keep my money safe? How can I grow my money? Those questions could all possibly be answered.
They
with
could.
A complimentary strategy session.
We used to call them reviews, but now we're looking forward.
Absolutely. Yep. I love that thought, too. Thank you so much. Gary Garner, insurance professional.
And next week, I'll be back with my cohorts.
Very good. Thank you so much. Gary is, of course, with Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Take advantage of the offer. Pick up the phone and call 625-1226. 625-1226 or toll-free 877-251-1984. You can also log on to AskJimBird.com to learn more and send an email. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at the same time on this same station for Safe Investing in the New Economy. Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement.